Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we always welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We're hoping we're going to be having Joyce Riley with us this evening. She was, of course, from the Gulf War Veterans Association. And if not, why, of course, we'll have someone else. We'll have open lines. But hopefully Joyce will be responding here in just a couple of minutes. So hold your calls, and we'll just sort of discuss a few of the things that seem to be unfolding at the present time. And certainly the one thing we notice in the media today is the focusing our attention on the tragedy of what happened at this Abu Ghraib prison over there in Iraq, and of course we're saying, oh, well, this just is an isolated case, and don't think that for a minute. I mean, there was mistreatment of prisoners in the other prison camps in Iraq, as a standard treatment that was used at Guantanamo. It was used in Afghanistan, and it is a form of torture, and they know it is a form of torture, and they know it was in violation of the Geneva Convention. And I'll never forget seeing Donald Rumsfeld last week, and he had a general with him. I don't know whether it was the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff or a Marine general, but he's testifying before the Congress and the senators, and he's saying, well, but the lawyer said it was all right. The lawyer said what we were doing all right. Who would want to go to a group of lawyers, immoral people who have no foundation and certainly no belief in God and right and wrong, to tell you what is right and wrong? I think anybody could look at those pictures and know what was being done to those poor, helpless people was wrong. But you must understand, we're dealing with organized evil. And there are evil people. I don't think that the average soldier was involved in this was evil. I think he was doing exactly what he was told to be doing. And many of them say they were told to do what they did by people who were there, who they were contract agents. They were contract people hired by the military. Now, why would they be turning interrogation of prisoners over to the contract employees of the military? Why? Because they're not really contract employers. They're CIA. They're ex-Special Forces, they're ex-Delta Force, they're ex-SEALs that have been sheep-dipped, and of course now they're employed by the CIA. This is a CIA-directed war. They must understand the CIA directed this war, the CIA directed the war in Afghanistan, the CIA directed the Vietnam War and committed terrible atrocities over there. The average soldiers didn't commit atrocities. There were a few isolated cases like My Lai. But CIA ran the Phoenix Project that simply killed civilians, and a lot of them weren't any more guilty than a lot of the Iraqis they're arresting. In fact, it's suggested that somewhere between 60 and 90% of the Iraqis in these prisons weren't guilty of anything. They were just accidentally picked up, and of course they were put in prison, and then they were horrible tortured to get information out of them, and of course this is totally inhumane. But the people who were in charge are CIA agents. We call them contract agents. How many of you honestly think that the military has to bring in contract agents or contract employees to question? How would the average contract employee know what questions to ask? How would he speak Arabic? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a CIA operation, and it's the dark side of the CIA. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And this afternoon, our special guest is Joyce Riley. And Joyce Riley is one of my favorite guests. She's from the Gulf War Veterans Association and a victim of the Gulf War illness, which was, of course, imposed upon our military. Do you realize that of the 695,000 young men and women we sent over to fight the Gulf War, at least over 200, probably close to 250,000, have already been given a permanent disability by the Veterans Administration, and it's estimated that another 1 to 200,000 are ill. And it wasn't simply one disease, it was a number of diseases. Some of them were, of course, poisoned by the stores of poison gas that we blew up at Kamachia. Why would we blow up poison gas at Kamachia when, you know, you blow up an arsenal full of poison gas? We would never do that in the United States. Well, they had to blow it up because they couldn't let anybody in there to see the fact that much of that poison gas came from the United States or from France or Russia, and we couldn't let the American people know that. They might realize and begin realizing that we financed Saddam Hussein, we financed Saddam Hussein, that we supplied him with the weapons that he was using, the brutal, terrible Saddam Hussein, the arch-villain Saddam Hussein. So we blew up the arsenal and, of course, the disastrous effects on many of our boys. And then there was the depleted uranium. There was the mycoplasm, the experimental mycoplasm they put in the vaccines to make them more effective, that the veterans brought home and infected their wives and children with. All sorts of things were behind the Gulf War illness. The tragedy is so many of them are ill and will never lead normal lives. And my fear is we may very well be seeing another Gulf War illness. Joyce, are you there? Joyce Riley, are you with us?
I am with you. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Thank you so much for being with us. Anyway, I've certainly been just talking until we got here. Tell us a little bit about what's happening as far as our men over there. They're coming home, an awful lot of casualties. We talk about the number killed. We very seldom talk about the number of casualties, especially those with illnesses. Many of them have lost their arms and legs or their sight. But what about the illnesses that we don't have an explanation for?
Well, it's interesting because they want to keep the focus on those that have died. And in fact, they don't mind talking in terms of death statistics, but of course there are an artificially low number that they utilize. What they want to do, though, or what they don't want to do, is to let you know the percentage of people that are sick from the first Gulf War, and it's now about two-thirds of them. In fact, I think if we were to be more honest and appropriate, we would say that about 80 to 90% of the Gulf War veterans that served in the first Gulf War are sick.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Joyce Riley, and we were talking about the first Gulf War illness, and Joyce is pointing out, would you say, what, about two-thirds of the 695,000 people we sent over there are sick? Would that be a fair estimate?
That's correct.
And, of course, the government is trying to repress this. The last thing they wanted our young people to know is that they consider them expendable. The military are, in fact, as Henry Kissinger is quoted as saying in the book The Final Days by Woodward and Bernstein on page 194, the military are simply the stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. The military are stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. Henry Kissinger, page 194 of Woodward and Bernstein's book, The Final Days. And that's how the elite really feel about our military. That's why they're unconcerned about the number that were sick from the first Gulf War. And I suspect we'll see similar things with the second Gulf War.
You know, I want to tell you about a phone call I just got just a few minutes ago from a woman who said, my husband served in the first Gulf War, and we've been getting progressively sicker ever since that war. Nobody will talk to us. Nobody will tell us anything.
No, we, in other words, she's ill as well.
That's correct.
About 40% of the wives of the sick veterans are sick themselves. So if you have somebody going off to fight in the military, or they're in your family, don't think that you will be excluded. In fact, Will Thomas wrote a book called Bringing the War Home about all the relatives of the people who were in close contact with the victims of the Gulf War illness and how they're ill as well.
And, you know, she said, I am sick. Our 15-year-old daughter is sick. We have the same problems. We have chronic fatigue to the point where we can't even do anything. We can't function like normal people. And she said, my husband has been sick, but he is trying to overcompensate, and he doesn't want to complain. He was a Marine that served in the first Gulf War. And she said, we've been trying to find help from everywhere, and nobody will give us help. So she called me today, and she said, is there anything that we can do? And I said, certainly, there are some things that we can do for you that we'll try to help you with. And she said, I saw a video called Gulf War Illness Factor Fiction. she said, you were in that video. And I said, yes. And I said, well, where did you happen to get that video? And she said, my chiropractor gave it to me and told me that I needed to watch it to find out what was going on. And I was really appreciative that her chiropractor would do that, and he keeps a copy of it, gives it to the Gulf War veterans so that they'll understand. She said, we got more information from that video than we have ever gotten from anybody on what the Gulf War illness is all about. And I said, does your husband have the rash? And she said, what do you mean? I said, does he have the little bumps all over him that cause the itching and the irritation? And she said, yes. And I said, well, we can help you with that. And she said, really? She said, if you could just do something for that. And I said, well, we happen to have a soap that we give out to Gulf War veterans at no charge. And I said, all you have to do is write to us and just request it so that the VA won't think that we are trying to solicit people. And I said, we'll send it to you. And she was just shocked. She said, I can't believe this. She says, we've been trying and trying to find some help. She said, the real sad part about our family is that our four-year-old daughter has become autistic since the Gulf War. That was born subsequent to the Gulf War is now autistic. And I said, well, I need to put you into touch with some other people that have autistic children, and perhaps there's some things that they are doing that are helping them. And we have, by the way, Dr. Stan, found that Oregacin, which we've been giving to Gulf War veterans and their spouses and their children, is helping them just absolutely unbelievable amounts. In fact, it's passing through the autism families, and they're starting to talk about it, both the Miracle 2 soap that we were talking about and the Oregacin. This is not a promotion for that because we give it away to them at no charge. But she was so grateful, and she said that rash that my husband has, the bumps on his back, she said, are horrendous. I said, I know. I said, they're little bumps. They don't get irritated all that that much, but I mean, open. But I said, they're just so, they just itch so bad. And she said, absolutely. She said, nobody in 13 years has been able to tell us about this. The VA gives us all of these salves and creams and lotions, and she said, not one of them have ever worked. And I said, well, we'll try this. I can't promise you anything, but I said, it won't cost you anything, so we will send it to you. So bless her heart. Can you imagine, Dr. Stan, what it's like after 14 years, and her local physician, her MD, tells her, well, you know, there's no real Gulf War illness, and the symptoms are very obscure, and we can't really treat for it, so it's just one of those things you have to live with.
And, of course, you know, the thing is, I've been to the medical meetings where they brought in the people from the government hospitals who give this lie. And, of course, the one thing they don't want for the American people is to learn the truth, and that is that they used our troops as guinea pigs.
That's right.
And it was an experiment that went just terribly, terribly bad. Oh, I'm sure that they feel terribly bad about it, like they feel bad about the Tuskegee study, the 400 blacks they recruited to kill to withhold treatment so they'd die of their syphilis. But it was all done in the name of science. It was this great experiment that they used on the victims of the Gulf War. But after all, they're stupid, dumb animals, according to Henry Kissinger, to be used for foreign policy purposes.
And they have been kicked to the side of the curb like dead animals. Now, we've talked many times about the first Gulf War veterans. Then we talk in terms of the second Gulf War veterans and the cumulative aspect of this disease that is now going to be just insurmountable, I think, for their immune systems to overcome. And the tragedy is they have no place to turn to. If they turn to the government, the VA, they are not interested at all. They just turn them away. Or they will do the blood test, do the monitoring on them, find out just how much damage has been done to them, then they kick them back out again and say, well, we can't do anything for you.
And the doctors who want to do something, want to treat them, get fired from the VA. That's what's really so incredible.
Yeah, the majority of them have all been fired. Dr. Asif Durakovic, who is a physician, he has 5 medical degrees. He worked for the VA. He is the one that found that depleted uranium was the big issue, the big problem. And, of course, he was run out of the VA system. It is so sad to see these people with really good careers, and everybody, I will tell you right now, Dr. Stan, nearly everybody who is talking about depleted uranium is being targeted. And I'm talking about character assassination, all the way down from Asif Durakovic to Dr. Doug Rocky to Denise Nichols, myself, all the people that discuss DU, because think about this. If the world knew that we were literally killing all the civilians, we are maiming them, if you will, by making them radioactive. The people that live in Bosnia, Herzegovina, Yugoslavia, Afghanistan, Iraq, if they understood what is going to happen to all of their coalition forces that are in there, there would be such an outcry if the world knew that we were intentionally, literally murdering these people, and that is exactly what is taking place.
Well, if anybody, of course, doubts that there is a master plan, we'll be glad to send you a copy of the UNESCO Courier in November of 1991, where Jacques Cousteau, that great humanitarian, says we're going to have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. It's a terrible thing to say it, but we've got to bring the population of the world back into balance. There really is a master genocidal program. And you have to understand that these people look at the world differently than you and I. These are the elitists. These are the people who march to a different drumbeat, who dream a different dream. And really what's so tragic, if you go to the Royal Society over in Great Britain, and this is one of the finest medical organizations in the world, and they have some articles up there on depleted uranium, and they're frightened to death of the implications of this. And when you say depleted uranium, you must understand what depleted uranium is. That means that they've taken out less than 1% of the uranium-235, the rest of it's solid, 238, and some of the other branches of uranium. And, of course, it's the uranium dust that gets into the lungs and then gets into the body and into the bloodstream, into the bones, and into the various organs. It creates all the problems.
And I got a call the other day from our second Gulf War veteran who was saying the problems that he is having, begging for some help. And I told him to have his wife write to us and that we would be glad to send him some of the soap and some of the other things, just some information, because they have no place to turn to. Now, they have been essentially sequestering these people at Fort Lewis, Washington, Fort Carson, Colorado, and Fort Stewart, Georgia, keeping them separated and away from the public so that they don't see how sick these guys are.
Well, now, my understanding, the last thing I heard was over 15,000 casualties. We never talk about them. What are your figures?
Our figures are between 15 and 20,000 been brought back to the United States, and I don't think that we will ever necessarily know the truth, but when we're finding out now that the hospital, for instance, Landstuhl, Germany, is full to overflowing, the people in Landstuhl are now in German hospitals, and I'm talking about U.S. military, are being housed in German hospitals, because there is no place for them. Walter Reed is full, overflowing.
And, of course, when they come back, if you are Reserve or National Guard, you don't get any care. Don't they just put you right out?
Oh, pretty much so, yes. In fact, if you are, just like when I came back in 1991, had a demyelinating illness and said, hey, I'm sick, something's wrong here, my legs don't work, and they said, well, you're a reservist, doesn't make any difference, you know, you can't go to a VA hospital anyway. See, that's the part people don't understand, is all these promises of medical care, well, that's if you fit the little blocks together and everything works out perfectly. Because if you're a reservist, if you're a guardsman, if you have not been service-connected, then you get nothing.
And
absolutely,
of course,
nothing.
But they're the ones who determine whether it's service-connected or not.
In
other words, they say that Gulf War illness does not exist. If there is no such thing, we'll give you a little Prozac. And these, of course, are the people of regular Army. But, you know, if you're not regular Army, you're in real trouble.
And, you know, I had a guy call me from the Vietnam War the other day, and he said, I've got this type of cancer. And he said, nobody at the VA will deal with me. Nobody will talk about this. Nobody will address this. They say, can't be due to Agent Orange. I pulled out that Agent Orange classified report that we were able to get access to, and I opened it up, and sure enough, there was his cancer listed there where it said, not for public release.
And of course, they can't let the American people know this. Then they'd have to take care of all of these people. They knew that dioxin was a deadly herbicide, and they knew what its long-term results would be when used to massive amounts, and they used tremendous amounts there to defoliate the jungles and over there in Vietnam. But then, of course, when the men came home, nobody really cared. We'll be back here in just a moment or two with our special guest, Joyce Riley. You have to understand, we owe an obligation to these men that are going overseas. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And believe me, the plan is not to bring our boys home. To keep sending them out, we have troops over 140 nations around the world today, and we're going to leave our forces under one guise or another in the Middle East. In fact, I fear that the plan is for a war with Syria, for Iran, and eventually Saudi Arabia.
I Our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Joyce Riley, who's on the front lines of this battle. She does radio programs, what, about 3 hours a day?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. And if you don't listen to Joyce, she's on the Genesis Network. She's on the American Freedom Network. And she and her husband are working, trying to awaken the American people. And I find her research work is outstanding. She checks things out. I wouldn't have her on if I didn't have total confidence in what she says. And the tragedy is you're not getting the truth because the media is controlled. And the major networks are controlled, the major television networks, and nothing gets out unless, of course, they want it to get out. And, of course, that's why the fact that they let this story out about the atrocities being carried out in the prisons over there has firmly convinced me they're doing this to inflame the Islamic world in preparation for the onset of World War III, because the average Muslim doesn't want to be involved in war any more than the average American wants to be involved in war. But you inflame the American people and you inflame the Muslims, and that's how you get of war going. That's how we got the First World War going, with the atrocity stories of the wicked Germans cutting off the hands of the little Belgian boys and cutting off the breasts of the Belgian women and raping and ravishing them. And it was all a lie. But you said it day after day, week after week, month after month, through the controlled media in the United States. And pretty soon you had the American people believing it and their emotions inflamed. And I fear we're being inflamed now for the coming war with the Muslim world. And may God help us if this comes about. So, Joyce, why don't you pick up your story about the veterans that are coming back now? And, of course, if you are National Guard or if you are Reserve, you really don't get the care unless, of course, they declare it service-connected, and they're the ones who determine whether it's service-connected or not.
That's correct. And because Agent Orange was never a real illness, it was never covered. And the guy that I was talking to you about that called me, that was a Vietnam veteran, he said, I have this type of cancer. And he said, the VA won't admit to that. And I said, well, here, let me open this. And I opened the classified report, not for release to the public. And it said, sure enough, that causation was Agent Orange. And he was furious. He said, they've been lying to me for 30 years. Now, there is going to come a point at which there is going to be momentum from enough people understanding that they have been lied to by the Department of Defense. And these troops are going to stand up along with their families and the American public, and they're going to say, not no, but heck no. You know, if you aid and abet the enemy by allowing your own military to die, that is treason. And what we have done with our own military is that we are quietly having a disposable army after every war. We just kick them out. And in fact, they're now talking in terms of reduction in force. Of course, get rid of these guys. I do believe that they are not going to return those 30,000 guys that were supposed to return. Want them? They are. They're starting to have red dot, the joint pain. They are, because we knew that had just come back. I asked him, I said, what's happening to Corman? He said, if I were to go to them because I'm having diarrhea every single walk, he said, I can't do that. Nobody wants to admit that they're having a problem over there because they make fun of them, they label them. And you become a bad Marine, and that's about the worst thing for a Marine to be called. So what we have done to these people is they are suffering over there. One guy told me that I've gotten several figures from the different units because I asked them, how many people in your unit are sick? The answer is between 40% and 70%. Now that is a huge number. We've got 140,000 troops over there, or according to the DOD, 20,000 troops. We've got between 120 and 140, if sick. Just how debilitated is our military? And just how... Everybody knows what it's like to go to work. You've got to stay near a bathroom. Are in the heat. They're with the sand fleas, which is another big problem. The leishmaniasis is just huge. In fact, the only thing that the Department of Defense is offering them is chemotherapy. And it's not curing it. And they're only getting sicker.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a few moments here with Joyce Riley. We're going to be talking about what's going on over there. Leishmaniasis is endemic in that area. Is there any sort of vaccination or anything they've given them to try to prevent it?
Not yet.
All right, fine. I don't think there really is. To my knowledge, it's a little out of my field. We'll be back here in just a few moments with Joyce. We'll welcome your calls at 1-888. That's 1-888. 464-8295. Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation.
It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, the ideological and the behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, the HIV war and the tape, geopolitics, it is vitally important that you help us to get this message out. Because knowledge, my people perish. Call HIV war for my talk on geopolitics.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when we want to mention to you some of the items Joyce has been talking about. We can't have a rash, and it's such a, we hear this, people who use these products, it helps their young people's, and of course they're up a gastrointestinal test, heartburn, and other people, and try it and see if it, and I tell you, we would gel without the moisturizing their counters to keep the bugs away, and try it, see if it'll help you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And there's a special introductory offer on the Miracle Tooth soap products. We also have something called Phenopoly. And Phenopoly is a program that is designed to teach you and your children, your grandchildren, how to read phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically, and certainly how to spell phonetically. And one reason we have so much trouble with our young people today in schools is they have not been taught phonics. They've been deliberately dumbed down. Now, most of the programs that teach phonics are $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. This one is $139.95, and in 16 hours, if you use it and play the game with your children or your grandchildren, they will begin to think phonetically. You can begin to reprogram their minds so that they will think clearly. So our request is that if you really care about your children, you want them to be able to read and read the way that they should and the way their mind is designed, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for a Phenopoly set. As Joyce Riley from the Gulf, so people will know how to get your information. Such are so important. Joyce?
Thank you. Yes, at either thepowerhour.com or gulfwarvets.com. There's a couple of videos that we give out. One of them is free to Gulf War veterans, and it is called Gulf War Illness Fact or Fiction. All you have to do is write to us, and we will send you a copy. It's a two-hour video. 1 hour on the truth about the Gulf War illness for the military, and 1 hour on the children. And this is the one that is so hard to look at, and I tell the vets, don't look at this alone if you can't keep from it, because it is very powerful and is very frightening. But you can contact us at the Power Hour or at Gulf War Vets, P.O. Box 85, Versailles, Missouri, 65084. And if you are a Gulf War veteran with the rash, you want to try the Miracle Tooth products, all you have to do is write to us. Tell us about a little bit about yourself, and we'll send it to you. But that's how to give us a call, or the phone number is 877-9829. Or 877-GULF-VET is the best way to do it, 877-GULF-VET.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Fred calling in from Salinas. And, of course, the board is just full. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I'd like to ask Joyce. I've followed you over the years since you first started your venture.
Yes.
I wanted to time a person continuous battle and talk about the problems of the people over there right now with psychological and suicide problems.
And of course, they used to. These fellows were told they were going to be rotated home, but they don't have any troops to replace them with, so they're just keeping them there for an extra, 3 or 6 months?
Correct. Well, at least 3 to 6 months, yes. And the problem is that they are becoming very disillusioned. It's not just suicide because, oh my goodness, my wife found another man. You know, that's normally what we attribute to.
They're also having a lot of really, really bad psychological problems.
Well, that's what she's talking about. Let her go ahead, Joyce.
Yeah, it was psychological problems from, you know, a lot of times there are stresses. My goodness, you know, your wife has a baby while you're gone. You don't get to see that baby till it's 6 or 8 or 12 months old. You're fear of the time. But then when you find out that you have been betrayed, and many of them are finding this out, they're reading the book called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. That book, I understand, is passing the field like you cannot imagine.
That's
they have torn the chapters out, separated them, so that they can take them one at a time and people can read them.
That's Gregory Palace books. We've had him on several times.
Yes, the book by Greg Palace. And the sad part is, though, now they realize that they have been murdering innocent women and children. They have been murdering innocent people in general. They found out that the war was a fraud. taking place. And the sad part is they have to... That's the part that's haunting a lot of them. And I do think that probably a lot of the suicides that are taking place over there, there are people that have told their family members another person. That to be coming from a military person, there's some...
You find anything else, Fred? Hi, DJ.
Joyce, I heard what you were saying about the things they're dealing with, and Joyce, though I've managed to catch you once, I've been an insect. Something like that. And I have never heard of such a thing.
No, I don't. But if you're talking about what now, I'm talking about bug repellent, activated charcoal, many times, you can get big and expensive. And they had taken pills with them. Pills don't work quite as well as the activated charcoal. But over there, that really... There's one called Germice ointment. Like you can put on... It's going to be... And a lot of different bug sprays over there right now, and the cumulative effect is really bad because many times their clothes are also dipped in the bug repellent.
A police officer locale who is a Gulf One War veteran said, please, use the dog and the cat flea collars.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Could I suggest the Rockefeller Committee report for a source of information? We carry that. It's inexpensive. I think it's $10, something like that. I know Joyce carries it as well. And it tells you about, it was the insect repellent that they felt was at least partly responsible for a lot of the symptoms they were getting. So what we're doing is giving them insect repellent to protect them, and instead we're making them ill. Report from the Veterans Administration. This was no right-wing extremist report at all. It was making him sicker. The vaccines, the exposures to the toxic fumes from the Gulf fires, certainly the depleted uranium, the vaccines, all of this was making him sick. Anything else you wanted to ask there?
Yes. A couple things. What about any type of the heavy metal detoxes? Has any of those?
They will write it free. It's clean. There's an oral chelation form that literally is showing that they can detox metals out of the body. So
you got to get your son home, first of all.
To stay healthy enough to stay alive. Limber.
Oh, boy. What? Why don't you give... Okay.
I was on a plane.
I can't hear him at all.
Okay, go ahead. I'll interpret if you can't hear.
Okay, a plane back from Washington a few weeks, and I just had to sit next to a promotion and mention what about quite a mainly trying, and I find it her son.
Well, what do you go ahead, Joyce. Are you there?
I can't.
Handling depleted uranium rouses harmful typically after the rounds themselves.
That are getting the top, and I'm talking about people. We had a lot of problems with this report from the first Gulf War, and these people were just cast aside saying, well, hey, you didn't do anything, you didn't shoot it off, whatever. But people that are around the A-10, for instance, because as that is shot out of the aircraft, then when that aircraft lands and the mechanics take care of the plane, yes, they're finding that there are some serious problems. Now, I'm not an expert on it, and I can't respond to that, definitely, but I would say that it would be worth getting tested. Now, they're doing either urine, fecal, or they're doing hair analysis of people to test for uranium poisoning, which I would recommend that you do.
But I think the most important thing is not the necessary handling of it, but it's the firing of it and then inhaling the uranium oxide dust, which comes from the burning of the uranium oxide once it's fired. And that is where the work has been done. And the other may be harmful, but I wouldn't dwell on that. I would dwell on the uranium oxide, because that is certainly what the Royal Institute of Medicine's report was dealing with. And that, I think, is the real threat. Don't you, Joyce? Joyce, are you there?
Dr. Stan, I cannot hear any at all.
Oh, well, somebody is playing games. Okay, we're going to let you go there. Thanks so much, Mark, and let's go to Daryl, who's calling. Daryl, are you there? Daryl, are you there? We lost Daryl. Let's go to...
Dr. Stan?
Who's this?
This is Daryl from PA.
Okay, fine. Can you hear him, Joyce? Joyce, can you hear him? I think that we've lost Joyce. I'm going to ask our producer to go ahead and call Joyce back again. Joyce, you're not there, are you? Okay,
fine. I can barely hear you.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, can you hear me now at all?
Okay, now I can hear you a little bit.
All right, fine. Daryl, go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, and I just wanted to let everyone know I have the Gulf War Illness Factor Fiction video of Joyce's, and if you're not a Gulf War vet, then you're going to have to pay for that, and I would urge you to do so, and that helps support the Power Hour and the American Gulf War Veterans Association. It's $31.95 post-paid, and it gets into the blowing up of the munitions at El Jamasia bunker, and it's just an excellent video, and I would urge everyone to get it. And also, Dr. Stan, I'd like to tell folks that you carry a 4-audio tape
Dr.
set
Stan,
called
can
Gulf
call me
War.
Back? I can't hear a word. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, yeah, Daryl, and then we'll have to let
right,
you go.
Right, and you can just tell Joyce that I'm just talking about the materials that folks can get. And Dr. Right. Stan has the Gulf War Syndrome. It's a 4-tape set, and it interviews not only Joyce Rowley, but also Dr. Garth Nicholson, Jim Brown, and a lady named Candy, and I'd urge everyone to get that. And Dr. Stan, I'd like to urge you to also bring up this universal draft once in a while.
Okay, fine.
Show.
Thank you so much. And we're going to have somebody try to call Joyce back again, see if we can get her back on the line. And right now, of course, we have Roger from Pennsylvania. I'll ask our producer to try to get Joyce back on the line. Hi, Roger. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan. And, just since Joyce is off, just to remind the folks that they can get if Joyce's show in the morning at 8 to 11 Eastern on 9.850 megahertz, and also another on 9.475 as well, or 9.95. And also your show, if the transmitter has been very good lately, but if we miss you on 5.745, to be sure to check over at 7.580. They often bump you over there, and God bless.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much. And let's see if we got Joyce back again. Hi, Joyce. Is that any better?
Thank you so very much.
Okay, fine. Well, once in a while that happens. And of course, Roger was just calling from Pennsylvania to let people know where they can find you on the, certainly on the shortwave. And then you actually have an internet broadcast. Where can they get you on the internet?
At m2ktalk.com. ThePowerHour.com.
ThePowerHour.com. And I'll tell you, the internet is a wonderful means of getting the truth out. I don't know how much longer they'll allow it, because they do not want the American people to have alternative sources of media any more than they want the Arabs over there to get anything other than the new government information or disinformation agency that's broadcasting television to them, and we're broadcasting radio. And we're trying to control their thought process, just as here in the United States, their agents are buying up radio stations all across the country. The major networks, television networks, are already under control. And believe me, you're not going to get the truth from them. You're never going to hear there about Timothy McVeigh, what he wrote to his sister. Timothy McVeigh, you remember, he was the lone bomber there at the Oklahoma City. Well, Terry Nichols was there, but you're never going to hear that Stephen Jones opened the defense saying, well, Terry Nichols said he was part of the Special Forces unit, Special Forces Army unit involved in illegal action activities. He talked about that. Totally blocked out by the media, because you're supposed to believe that Timothy McVeigh was simply a lone bomber, which of course he wasn't. There was an Iraqi connection, and had they talked about that at the time, I don't think we ever would have had what happened on 9/11. But of course, I believe they wanted to get us into a war with Afghanistan, and then with Iraq, and then with Syria, and with Iran, and Saudi Arabia, and heaven help us. Well, we've got a few minutes to go. What do you think the most important things you'd like to leave with our listeners today is?
Well, I want to warn everybody that this new chemical weapons find that they just had in Iraq is, be very careful about this, because I don't think that this is what they are wanting it to look like. In other words, I don't think that we need to get all excited that they've found WMDs. I think that this is another setup situation, and we better be very cautious about believing anything that comes out of the Department of Defense, anything that is told us. I do think that Rumsfeld is going to be leaving before long. I think he's going to be moving on to a big position in Iraq. I think that there's going to be some serious outbreaks of all kinds of problems within the United States to go along with the $2+ per gallon rate of fuel. And I just think that we need to be very, very cautious about what we're being told, because there is so much disinformation right now, and much of it cannot be trusted that is coming from the U.S. government, for sure. It is all created, because if you go to letsroll911.org, letsroll911.org, and you see the explosion of the plane before it hit the World Trade Center buildings, and both of them have that explosion, then you know that all the rest of this has been a created CIA war. And that's the sad part, is people are being led down this road of false belief and fraud to where they don't know what to believe today. And I think we have to support these troops coming back. They're going to be sick. They're going to have to start understanding that when you go to a war now, you go there to kill and maim, and that is your goal. And they don't care what you do as long as you kill and maim. And they don't care how you're taken care of. They don't care if you're well when you get back. They don't care if you get medical care when you come back. Because Executive Order 13139 says that they have the right to experiment upon you without your consent. You are an experimental animal, and this new draft coming down now is going to be the time that we have to stand up and say, not no, but heck no. Because if not, we're going to be involved in this up to our ears, and there'll be no way to get out of it.
And, of course, I believe the plan is simply one country after another until we are in a third world war with a Muslim world. And remember, they have nuclear weapons, and they don't care whether they die or not, because that's how, of course, they get in good with Allah if they die in battle. So they have no concern about death. Whereas, of course, most of us want to live for Christ, they want to die for Allah. It's an entirely different perspective. Joyce, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Our guest has been Joyce Riley. God bless you. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and a few people have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that we carry the Big Berkey and the Berkey Life water filters. The Big Berkey is made of stainless steel, holds about 2 gallons. You put 2 gallons of water in the top. It goes down through the ceramic filters, packed with activated carbon, comes out the bottom, and has removed most of the pesticides and herbicides and bacteria. Now, it will not take out fluoride, arsenic, or lead, or MTBE. At least in the Big Berkey, the Berkey Light takes out the MTBE. If you want to get those others out, you can get some special post filters, and they'll last for about 6 months. You have to get a set of 4 of them with the Big Berkey. The Big Berkey works, and works very efficiently. Makes the water taste better, takes out a lot of the chlorine taste, and certainly makes it much more potable. The Big Berkey is $279, and it's available in every state except for California and Iowa. If you buy it through us, you get a 4-tape set or a video we produced. However, here in the western part of the country, the Berkey Light is available. It's made out of Lexan. It's a clear substance they make bulletproof glass out of. The filters are much more efficient. They're called block Berkey filters. The disadvantage is they have to be replaced every 2 years or so, 2 to 3 years. However, if you're going to have to get the post filters, you'll actually save money because you only need 2 of the post filters for the Berkey Light rather than four for the big Berkey. The Berkey Light's only $199 plus $10 shipping. And whether you get it, the big Berkey or the Berkey Light, you get it from us, you get a four-tape set or a video we produced. And so if you'd like to get pictures of them, go up to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And order a Berkey Light or order a Big Berkey, and we'll hope you want to get them. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs, who believe in what we're doing to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day by radio and by shortwave, by internet and satellite. But I'll tell you what, it's we sort of shudder every month when those bills come in. But we do what we do because we think America is worth saving. And fortunately, there are enough people out there who are going along with this. At least we're able to keep from having to cut back on any of our stations, at least for the time being. I don't know what's going to happen when the market turns down next year, and it is going to turn down next year. There's no question it's going to turn down next year. They don't want you to understand everything is being manipulated at the present time. They're manipulating the stock market. It's dishonest, but who are you going to report them to? Just like what's going on over in Iraq is a violation of international law. And, of course, the torture of the prisoners there is a violation of international law. And they'll punish a couple of the underlings who were ordered to do what they did. But the real people and responsible will never be put before the bar of justice. And this is because we've turned our back on the God that from whom our freedoms come, and we've embraced the dark side. And until people understand that we had two forces in America. One was the occult forces dating back to 1640. We had the Christian forces starting here with the Pilgrims in the 1620s. And the two parallel forces have been working. And the Christian side was predominant up until the time of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, when he took the occult emblem off the backside of the dollar, of the Great Seal of the United States, and put it on the back of your dollar bill. It is an occult Luciferian symbol dating back to the ancient mystery religions of Babylon and of Egypt, a pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye. It's the all-seeing eye that is the symbol of the mystery religions. If you don't believe that, you need to get that wonderful video. You can get it, The Man Who Would Be King with Sean Connery, and you'll see how so much of the story centers around that occult, Masonic, Illuminati symbol, but it's really a symbol of the mystery religions. Until you understand the Illuminati and the Masons and the other current occult organizations are simply modern-day manifestations of the ancient mystery. And so our plea to you is get informed, get involved, certainly get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, get our video, or you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, get our information on the Iraq War. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story. There's a video, there is a syllabus with all of the documentation. Learn about the Project for the New American Century that in 1997 planned everything that's going on today, and read who was in this little organization. You can go to their website, newamericancentury.org, or get the material we pulled down from their website, and you'll find Donald Rumsfeld there. Dick Cheney was there. Paul Wolfowitz, John Bolton, Assistant Secretary of State, Liddy. There were only 25 people in that group that determined to take over our government, and they have, and their purpose was to get us into a war, and they have. And not just one war, but a series of wars. And if you don't believe that, you need to read my newsletter when we talk about Ted Koppel's interview with William Kristol, who is the head of the Project for the New American Century. And he talked about the coming war with Syria and Lebanon and Iran and eventually with Saudi Arabia and North Korea. Is that what you really want your children to do, to be drafted to go off and fight in these wars? If you're not willing to be involved now, at what point are you willing to be involved? Join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Get copies of today's interview and the other interviews. Get copies of our videos. We'll be glad to send you a free newsletter if you simply call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like the list of the names of the people in Project for the New American Century, we'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. Just ask for the 1997 Statement of Principles of the little and sinister organization that has taken control of the American government, intent upon plunging us into the New World Order, the New World Religion. Just ask for the 1997 Statement of Principles. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers. Please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.